Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Welcome to my home where I am stuck, as you probably are in your home. This is an unprecedented time for all of us, this time of quarantine. And I want to address the issue by giving you a number of suggestions on how to deal with it. And as it happens, the video question, which usually follows my opening comments, is about that subject, as I just learned a few minutes ago. I just want to remind everybody, this is my fireside chat. This is Otto, who's giving you his backside today for whatever reason. Most of the time, he lies down with his face toward the camera, but he isn't today. There's nothing I can do about it. He's very stubborn, but lovable, immensely lovable. Anyway, this is my home, and we are very committed to having a fireside chat every week. So even though the folks from PragerU who were here both tested positive, I still decided that it would be a good idea to do this. We are, after all, at least 6 feet from one another. That was a joke. They did not test positive. I just, everybody's sitting here cracking up. I have a dark sense of humor, and I had to say I was joking because I have no doubt that it would go viral, not to crack a pun, on the internet. Dennis Prager has coronavirus positive people coming to his house. Oh, God. You know, it's very important to have a dark sense of humor because there's a lot of darkness in life. You got to make a joke about it. All right. Anyway, to remind you, this is completely unrehearsed. It is a chance for me to talk to you about life, my life, your life, life in general. Take your questions and offer an opening comment. But as I said, I usually offer opening comments, then begin with your questions. But the first question is completely appropriate to my first comments. So let's go to the video question to begin the fireside chat.
Hi, I'm Sammy Jacobs from Layton, Utah. I'm 16 years old, and I was wondering, how long do you think this quarantine is going to last? And do you have any suggestions for how to pass the time?
All right. Thank you very much, Sammy, in Utah, USA. Let me get, actually, it's a rare time. I actually have some notes because this is the column, Mike, and you should all see my column each week. You can get it at DennisPrager.com or at townhall.com. Unless there is a breakout of mass death, not mass virus, mass death, the number with the virus is not important. People way overstate the importance. Vast numbers of people have it, then it shows how rare it is that it is fatal or even sickening. So it doesn't interest me how many people have the virus, except, by the way, to show how safe it is, ironically. Because if, let us say, 50 million, let's just say Americans, 50 million out of 330 million Americans have the virus, and 1,000, God forbid, I hope none, but obviously already a few hundred, and it might go on and on to 1,000, and it might go to 2,000, it might go to 3,000. But if it's a tiny fraction, then this is not, it is not a particularly terrible pandemic. I mean, that's what people need to have perspective here. As I began weeks ago by telling you, 30 to 50,000 Americans this year, and you could extrapolate it to your country, will just die of the regular flu as they do every year. And nobody gives you charts. Oh, the following dying, the following have the influenza. Nobody talks about that. So having said that, unless a staggering number of deaths start taking place, and what a staggering number mean, many thousands to begin with, many thousands. And then reach even just flu levels of 30,000, then they keep rising in an almost exponential manner. If that doesn't happen, and I don't foresee it happening, but I don't have the ability to tell the future, then this has to end very soon. You cannot crush the economies of the world because of thousands of deaths. You cannot. The governor of New York State closed down his state. Everyone has to be isolated except for health workers, media people, and of course people who take care of others, like the electricians or the plumbers, who end up to be the most important people in society, ironically. We need a lot more plumbers than we do professors of gender studies, just to give you an example, or deans of diversity, to give two useless professions. So with those exceptions, New York State has been locked down, as where I live in California, USA. And he said, if everything I am doing saves one life, it is worth it. Do you know how foolish that is? You are ruining the livelihoods of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, wiping out their life's work in the restaurant that they built or some other business. But it is all worth it to save one life? Do you know that every time we raise the speed limit, we are guaranteeing thousands of people will die on the roads? Okay, many of you have kilometers per hour. We in America have miles per hour. When we raise the speed limit from 55 to 65 miles per hour, we can show that X number of people will die on the road because we have raised the speed limit. Yet we do so anyway, and we are right in doing so. You cannot ask, will anybody die as a result of this policy? It's so immature. It's so unwise. You have to ask, what is the good of the society? You can't ask, will one person die? If one person dying is the criterion, everything must stop. We can't drive then. We can't cross the street then. We would have to stay in our homes the rest of our lives. So this must end very soon. Must. To answer your question, how long it will last. And unless there is this staggering breakout of death, then people will have to ultimately say, we've had enough. We will not be told by people who have the view of the governor of New York State, well, we may save one life. You can't ruin millions of lives to save one life. That's cruel. It's not compassionate. It's cruel and stupid. Okay, I don't usually get that passionate on the fireside chats, but I am about that. So, yes, it needs to end. Everyone said, in 2 weeks we'll all be Italy. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And anyway, maybe even Italy has it under control within a week. We don't know. Italy has its own unique issues. It's the oldest population in Europe. It is the oldest population on Earth, except for Japan. A vast number of Chinese have been there, especially in the areas most afflicted. More than any other European country, they are the ones that adopted this policy to have China come in, build infrastructure, and end up deeply indebted to China for this. And this has nothing to do with do you like Chinese or don't like Chinese people, any more than the Spanish flu had anything to do with do you like Spanish people or not. I mean, it's an absurdity. It's just a sick notion. I don't like communist China any more than I like the communist Soviet Union, which was as white as America. So this is just, it's sick stuff. Well, we can't speak about the Chinese. It's not the Chinese. It's where it started and the people who spread it. That's it. It's nothing to do with do you like a given group or dislike a given group. We live in the age of dishonesty. All right. So now your part two of your question, Sammy, was what any suggestions on what to do during this time of being confined. So I wrote this piece, Suggestions for This Difficult Time, and I have about seven or so suggestions. Okay, here they go. Number one, watch less news. Okay, People are riveted to their television sets, and all they do is get more scared, more depressed, more anxious, more panicky. I have written a book on happiness. I do an hour a week of my radio show, which you can hear anywhere in the world, by the way. It's easy. And just go to DennisPrager.com and click on Listen to the Dennis Prager Show. And you will hear me do the Happiness Hour, as I have done since 1999, every week. And my book on happiness, I'm very keen on people being happy. Happy people make the world better. Unhappy people make it worse. That's my motto. So one way is to protect yourself from negativity. Why would you wish to watch? I mean, I understand, you know, I personally read news. I made this decision in high school. I never watched news, I read news. Now, there are some valuable things on TV when there are commentaries. That's a different story. If you know of an intelligent commentator, fine. But the news is such, read it. Don't watch it. So that's was my attitude my whole life. And look, CNN's ratings went up 80% since the virus started. Do you think, even if CNN were run by saints, and it isn't, but even if it were, they would know that the more drama, the better for ratings. I'm not saying they want people to die. I'm not making such a stupid accusation, but they do benefit from it. There's no question. So what are they going to do the whole time? Folks, we just want you to understand life is filled with difficult times. This is one of them. Take it easy. You know, have a delicious coffee that you can make, hopefully in your own home. Sit down and have a nice Danish with it and enjoy life and call up your friends and your family. I got to say, in my own case, my two kids live in Pennsylvania and Florida, so quite far from here. We can't really walk over. It's a few thousand miles away. But I must say, I talk to them regularly in general, but I've been talking to them daily now. It certainly had that positive. You should talk to friends, acquaintances. Just don't mope. Don't mope. Don't get depressed. Which brings me to suggestion number two. And that is, decide to be happy. As Abraham Lincoln, who had a very horrible life, not horrible, a difficult life. We are as happy as we decide to be. You must decide to be happy. And if you are confined with someone, as most people are, a spouse, a significant other, a child, whatever, a parent, you owe it to that person not to be morose. You owe it to that person to be easygoing, and to even have a happy disposition. It is a moral obligation. It's always a moral obligation to have a happy disposition. That's why I consider happiness a moral issue, not an emotional issue. And you owe it to whoever is stuck with you, just as they owe it to you, because you're stuck with them. It's a very important thing to remember. Number two, so instead of watching the news, how about this? Read, talk to friends, watch movies, learn a language, listen to music, start a journal, walk outside, garden, engage in hobbies. There are a lot of things you can do. Use the time wisely. Don't waste it. It's wasted watching news all day. It is wasted, and it's harmful to you. I mean, I'm writing the third volume of my Bible commentary, The Rational Bible. It's a good time for you to read it, by the way. I know it's a plug for my book. I don't care. Nobody writes Bible commentaries to get rich. So I'm not self-conscious about telling you it's life-changing. It's called The Rational Bible. You can hear it. It's on Audible. You can hear it, or you can read it, obviously. On Kindle, you can read it. The best is the hardcover, because it's actually beautifully printed. It's called The Rational Bible. And even if you're an atheist, it is the most important book in the history of the world. It's influenced the world more than any other book. You might want to know why it's relevant to you. Anyway, so I'm writing my third volume of it now. I'm getting a lot of work done. And I even watched, this is amazing, my wife and I watched two nights ago, we watched a James Bond movie. I would say the last time I watched the James Bond movie, James Bond wasn't born. I'm just kidding. That was its overstatement. He was in elementary school. But in any event, I don't remember the last time I watched it. And I want to tell you, this is the beauty of it. I was mesmerized. The word virus didn't enter my mind for the 2 hours or whatever it was of that film. It was the perfect escape. Which one was it? Casino Royale with Daniel Craig. Yeah, you guys all saw it? Yeah? You positive virus people?
But
yes. Yes. So the it's a good thing to do. Listen, in life, we are not, this is key. This is from one of the 10 books that most influenced my life, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, Frankl, Noe. And he understood and he taught me, I read this in high school, we do not have control over what happens to us. The only true freedom we have is how to react to what happens to us. And I want to freely react as positively possible. I don't like this. I've lost so many speeches that I was going to give around the world, which bothers me. I have a lot to say. It's one of my forms of making a living. Okay, it's happened. There's nothing I can do. So I will use this time as positively as I can. That's it. That's what is my choice? To mope? All right, let's see then. Number four, stay in contact with those who are alone. If you know somebody who is alone, make sure to be in contact with them through phone or video. I mean, today, you know, this is not like when I was a kid, you had to call long distance. You know, you pick up your smartphone, you can call or video. You know, most people know how to video on their phone or on the computer. It's a big deal to do that. Stay in touch with anybody. Stay in touch with people generally, but stay in touch with somebody, who is alone. And after 2 weeks, I think you should visit somebody who is alone or have them visit you, unless there are really very compelling reasons, health-wise, not to. I'm sorry. I think you should. Let me put it to you this way. Someone being alone for 2 weeks will adversely hurt their health much more likely than they're getting the coronavirus, let alone dying from it. So between more injury to the person by being alone versus the risk, the minuscule risk of dying from the virus from your visit. At least certainly within a week or at the end of the next week. Number five, if you have kids at home from as early as, let's say, fifth grade through graduate school, watch PragerU videos. They're free, so I'm not telling you something you have to buy or whatever. There's no monetary incentive for me to tell you, so I'm not self-conscious about this. But we have 400 videos up there. And they're fun, they're educational, they'll cause tremendous amount of conversation in your home, and they're on every subject except the natural sciences. There are funny ones, there are life ones, there are psychological ones, there are political, economic, religious, 400 of them, and they're only 5 minutes long. We have a marathon up at PragerU. It's called the Marathon, where we've structured a way for you to see a lot of them. Sort of binging on them. And of course, the Fireside Chat and Candace Owens and Will Witt and Michael Knowles. So there's a lot to see on our channel. Might as well to say, why not learn something and in a fun way, I might add, while you're stuck in this confinement situation. So that's number five. Let's see. Oh, yes. This would, I don't know if this applies all over the world, but certainly in the U.S., order as many meals as possible from local restaurants. You have to keep restaurants in business. Unless you're counting every penny, and some people are, order, and even then, it's not that much. different from the supermarket. But in any event, we are ordering all our meals. We're not using the supermarket. We're ordering online or at the restaurant and taking it back to the house. We want to keep our local restaurants in business. So that's a very important thing for you to think about. Obviously, we have to eat, so you have a choice, supermarket or local restaurant, a takeout. And I strongly commend to you takeout. I think up to number six. I don't have it numbered here.
Number seven.
Seven, thank you. Order online. People are ordering everything online, understandably. But don't only use Amazon. I have nothing against Amazon, but I want to keep other companies in business. It takes you two more minutes. It's easier to order on Amazon. You already have an account. You click and it's sent. So you'll have to fill in your name and address on another site. So what does it take? 2 minutes? But you're keeping, again, like with the restaurants, you're keeping other sites. Amazon has just hired another 100,000 people because that's what people are using at this time to get whatever they need in their house. But there are many other sites. You want to get an electric toothbrush, you can get it from any number of sites. You want to order just about anything, you can get it from another site. I'm a big fan of CDs, compact discs. I know a lot of people, you know, use streaming now, but the audio quality of a compact disc is better than streaming. I'm a big audiophile. Anyway, so I get the CDs. So I could easily get them on Amazon, but at the same price, I can get it from somewhere else. And I want the somewhere else to stay in business. So, you see, life offers you the opportunity to help out. I'm not Mother Teresa for doing this. This is hardly sacrificing my life for a cause. But I do believe in doing these little good things that we can do at very little price to us. What is the price that I filled in my credit card number instead of Amazon already having it? And anyway, in the long run, don't you want to have other places than just one? This is not anti-Amazon. This is just pro everybody else. And let's see, what are we up to?
Eight.
Oh, yes. Don't look to food for too much comfort. Apparently, sales of cookies, or as you folks say in England, biscuits, have gone through the roof here, and potato chips and all this other stuff. It's completely understandable. You're just at home. You want some pleasure. So, you know, you snack on junk. Look, I'm a moderate. Have some junk, but keep it to some. And that's, look, I engage in what's called intermittent fasting. So for me, I have not abolished it during this period. I don't eat for 16 to 20 hours a day. It depends on what the day it is. I find it effortless, by the way. I'm not a hero. I just believe it's healthy, and I don't have a big problem doing it. Others do. They get headaches. They get nauseous. Don't do it. I'm not telling everybody to do it. But the beauty of it is it pretty much keeps me from snacking on junk. I'm not a thin man, obviously, but that's the way I'm built. It's not because of the way I eat, that I could assure you. I should be Mr. Thin given what I eat, but it is what it is. I even work out. But which brings me to the other part is you got to get out and walk. I don't. That's not my favorite exercise. I like the rower. I like the stuff at the gym. But it is what it is. You got to move your body or you hurt your body. So the eating and the exercise are important in this time as well. And finally, there's a story, and it's King Solomon. The Bible is known as a wise man, but he asked his wise men to make him a magic ring. Now, what was the magic ring supposed to do? If he got depressed, it would lift him up. And if he got euphoric, it would bring him back down to earth. And they did. They made him a magic ring. And what was the magic ring? A ring with three Hebrew words inscribed on it. Gam, Zu, Yavor. This too shall pass. And that's what happens in life. This too shall pass. That's true about everything. These things pass. But whenever, whatever we are living through, if it's very good, we don't think it'll end. And if it's very bad, we don't think it'll end. But it does pass. And you have to know that, even though it's hard to imagine in what might be, for many, a difficult time. My worry is about those of you who will lose a job and may not get it back. I worry about you a lot. That is why I was worried about the original idea of confinement and shutting down the whole economy. It may turn out to be wise. Thus far, I'm not fully convinced. But I'm doing it because I'm a good citizen, and that is the we're going to give it a try, but not interminably. We cannot wreck the livelihoods of tens of millions of people in our country, my country, in your country, unless the numbers are so frighteningly great, surpassing flu numbers in death. Remember, in America alone, 30 to 50,000 last year, last season, this season, since fall of last year, have died from the influenza. Imagine if the networks kept up a chart with flu deaths every year. Why don't they do that? It's an open question. Why don't they do that? Is our time right?
27.
Time is pretty right. Yes, indeed. So anyway, this is in print. It's up at DennisPrager.com and at Town Hall and elsewhere. So I do wish you well. This too shall pass. By the way, it's a very interesting question. There are a lot of pieces by scientists questioning whether schools should have been shut. Because, first of all, kids don't tend to get this. Some kids do, obviously. And they go home and then they may get it or they may have it and they're asymptomatic. They have no symptoms. They may give it to a parent or a grandparent when they go home. I'm not sure this was a wise decision. But we don't live in a courageous age. We live in an age whose motto is better safe than sorry. But that's not my motto. I want to live life to the fullest and use reason, not emotion, to guide my decisions. If better safe than sorry is your motto, you will not live a very full life. I spoke about this two fireside chats back. By the way, the fireside chats are worth watching, even a second time. If something is important, it's worth seeing another time. So I hope during this time, you might want to check out previous fireside chats as well. All right. Otto, what do you say? You're the man. Yeah. He looked up and he thought, why is he bothering me? That was what I picked up. I'm not sure. Anyway, my friends, God bless you. Take care of yourselves. And I'll certainly have a lot of thoughts next week. To see where the world is at that time. A lot may have changed. In fact, a lot will have changed no matter what. So stay with me, and I'll stay with you. And thanks for being with me. From my house to yours, be well.